And joining us now on Classic Country Q97 399.3 is James Dupre. James is a singer, and you might have heard him recently, and at least you heard part of what he's doing, making a really interesting new song and helping Randy Travis out. James, thanks for joining us this morning.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Now, this is really a very interesting story. Folks, I know our folks are aware because we're playing the song that Randy Travis released a new song, I believe his first song in, was it 14 years?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
He suffered, of course, that debilitating stroke a few years ago, and it left him unable to sing like he normally would. But this new song sounds exactly like Randy in its prime, and it was done with AI, artificial intelligence. And James, you had a big part in that. First of all, give us a story of how the song all came together.
Okay, so first, the song was originally, I recorded the song originally in 2011, and it never was released. Kind of just forgotten about, at least I thought it was forgotten about. And then, you know, of course, Randy and I met about a year before his stroke, and we were on the set of a movie, and we became friends. And in 2019, we started touring together. And, you know, so we were always, you know, aware of what was going on in each other's careers and everything. And so I had always heard about, you know, AI and, you know, possibly being used in the future as far as Randy putting out new music and everything. But I didn't really know what that meant, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 months ago, I get called up to Nashville for a meeting, which they told me was for the tour. And it was actually to sit me down and play me the song for the first time and ask me if I wanted to work with him on this project. And so, yeah, it's pretty crazy.
What they've done here is they've taken Randy's voice and used artificial intelligence, but you're actually singing the lyrics and it's matching your expression to the voice. Do I understand that correctly?
Yeah. So the way they explained it to me was over the last few months before that, Kyle Lenning, who produced this song and all of Randy's stuff throughout his whole career, he had been kind of working on this project for a few months. And what they did was I think it was 42 vocal tracks from Randy throughout his career.
Uh-huh.
And they took those tracks and built this AI model. And they ran my vocal track from the song through this AI model and essentially got a Randy Travis vocal.
Yes. You can't tell the difference. If there isn't any. Now, I guess you being friends with Randy and knowing his singing style, I guess that helped you out a lot as far as the way that you would have interpreted the song.
Yeah, and so, yeah, obviously when I recorded it back then, I didn't know that it would be used in this way. So it just so happened to work perfectly with the model. And, you know, growing up, obviously Randy was always a big influence on me and my own sound. And so, you know, we have been compared to each other you know, people tell me that I have a similar tone or delivery,
mm-hmm.
Style as Randy. And so it just all worked out perfectly.
So this was your original song that you recorded that they used. You didn't re-record this for this particular project.
I did not.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Would you have thought all those years ago that your version of this song would be used in this way?
Oh, never in a million years would I have thought that.
We want to emphasize too that Randy was on board with this. He was part of the process the entire time. It had his blessing and he had no issues with this at all.
Absolutely. And you know, like I said, they had already been talking for the last couple of years about potentially using AI, but I didn't know what that meant. And you know, the CBS Sunday Morning piece that told the whole story about the song and how it came to be, that was the first day that I was told about the song. And so it was a big surprise for me. Randy was there. He, you know, when I first heard his voice come out of that song, I looked over at him and he just smiled, and I was like, how is this happening? You know, it was just very exciting and fascinating.
We'll link to that interview, that piece, on our website here a little bit later on. It's just a great story, and I guess for you, it has to be very gratifying to be able to play a part in something like this with someone who you obviously have a great high regard for and are good friends with. And to be able to get him back in the mainstream this way, I think that's got to be very gratifying for you personally.
It is. It absolutely is. You know, and to be a part of something so groundbreaking in general is just, you know, I never would have imagined that I would be a part of something like that, much less helping my mentor, you know, have his voice and putting out new music, you know, like something that he never thought he would be able to do, something that we never thought he would be able to do again. So it's just, I'm very, very thankful to be to have played a part in that.
Well, the song is a great song. It's Where That Came From. We're playing it here on Classic Country Q97.3/99.3. It sounds just like vintage Randy Travis. And James, thank you for joining us this morning and telling us the story about this song, and continued success to you in your own career as this moves forward.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.